Today we shall depart from the emotional aspects of the Lord Jesus Christ and study another portion of our blessed Lord. One cannot learn enough concerning Christ, and the more we know, the more we wish to know if we are truly converted. Some of you will learn intellectually, but it will only help damn your souls for eternity. Others will learn both intellectually and experientially, which is the best and the most lasting, as well as the proper way to learn. So we want you to sit down, get your Bibles down, and you follow along in the Word of God as we study this portion of the Word of God carefully. Our lesson today is the face of Christ. By this we are talking, we want to set forth before you these things. What do we mean by the characteristics of the face of Christ? By the face, we do not expect for you to, or we do not mean for you to expect to see a literal face as you do when you look at me. Now, many of you out there, I know, you have the so-called pictures of Christ in your home. Now, I'm going to tell you something. These are not the pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ does not look like any one of them. This is a figment of man's imagination, and I'll tell you right now, these become what we call faith images, and they lead people into idolatry. Now, preacher, explain that if you will. All right, very clearly. The devil gives an individual an apparition. In other words, they think they see the face of Christ. This is going on all the time. Many people today think they have seen the face of Mary, but when you Mary, the mother of Christ, but when you ask them what they look like, they cannot tell you. And I'll tell you why. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't intend for that to happen. In like manner, the Lord Jesus Christ did not reveal His face to mankind so that we can physically know at this hour what His face looks like. We do not mean the literal face when we talk about the face of Christ. People today bow down and they pray. When they pray, Solomon's head of Christ comes into their mind and it becomes a faith image, and they begin to pray to that image instead of praying to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't you jump up and down and get angry with me. I'm telling you the truth, and you need to listen. One of these days, my Lord's coming back, and when He does, His face will be a face of judgment, and those who don't know Him will meet Him only in judgment. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we have seen the face of Christ by the eye of faith, and because of the fact that we have seen Christ by the eye of faith, our Lord has redeemed us, and now we know the reality of Christ in our own soul. We walk with Him, we talk with Him, and whom having not seen, we love. And we love the Lord Jesus Christ. So, by the face of Christ, we do not mean for you to expect a literal face as you do when you look at me. Instead, we shall see something of the true nature of Christ as it's revealed to us from His blessed Word. Now, what are the characteristics of the face of Christ? Look at verse 16. We find these people, and this is going to come to pass. The earth is going to be rocked and rocking and rolling, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and we find people are going to cry and hide in themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and they'll say to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Now, by the characteristics of the face of Christ, we mean, as I said before, not a literal face. But now let's look at the characteristics of the face of the Lord Jesus for just a moment. First of all, the face of the Lord Jesus Christ is an omniscient or all-wise face. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? He sees the evil of mankind regardless of how it is hidden. Take your Bibles now, turn to Genesis chapter 19, and look with me at verse 13. And this is what it says, "For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." And our Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, setting forth clearly what God thinks of lesbianism and homosexuality. And our Lord will do the same thing in the near future to those who continue to practice those terrible evil things. Now take your Bibles again and turn to Jeremiah chapter 16, and look with me at verse 17, where the Scripture says these things. This is the characteristics of the face of Christ. "For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. Will you listen to me carefully? The only way your sin is ever going to be hid from the face of Christ is when it has been covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means you have to come to know Him as your Lord and your Savior. So the face of Christ is an omniscient face. It sees the evil of mankind, regardless of how it is hidden. Secondly, the face of Christ shines upon the faces of the obedient saints. Take your Bibles now and turn to Numbers chapter 6 and look with me at verse 25, down through verse 27, where we read these words. Listen to it. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And this is what happens when the saints of God are obedient unto Him. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, we read again, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Let me stop right here. Is the Lord Jesus Christ looking upon you with favor, or is He looking upon you in wrath and judgment? Only if you're converted is the Lord Jesus Christ looking upon you with favor. And my hope is that God will take this message and drive it home into your heart and make you realize what an awesome thing it is to have the Lord Jesus look upon you, because He does so at this hour. The third thing about the face of Christ is this. The face of Christ searches the intents of the individual. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, and listen to what the Word of God says. Ezekiel chapter 14, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. "Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be at all inquired of them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the Lord, unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, Repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away from your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself, and I will set my face against that man, and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." Here you have that the face of Christ is an omniscient face. It sees the evil of mankind. It shines upon the faces of obedient saints. It searches the intents of the individual. And what is your intent at this hour, my friend? My hope is that it's your intent to serve the Lord Jesus Christ to the best of your ability, because anything else our Lord will not accept. And we find very clearly you can't serve the Lord halfway, because He won't accept it. He says, "If I be your Lord, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I command you?" And we see this set forth over and over again. So the face of Christ is an omniscient or all-wise face. The second characteristic about the face of Christ is this. It is a compassionate face. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? My Lord is concerned about the spiritual welfare of mankind. Take your Bibles again. Turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, and listen to what our Lord says. Ezekiel chapter 18, and look with me at this portion of the Word of God. Verse 23. Listen to verse 20 through 23. "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul, the son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked shall turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, shall he live. Have I any pleasure at all in that the wicked should die, saith the Lord, and not that he should return from his ways and live? And our Lord brings it all out. And he says very clearly, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Now some of you out there listening to me at this hour, we find very clearly you need to be concerned about your spiritual welfare. God is. This is the reason you're listening to my voice. This is the reason God's caused me to preach to you on the face of Christ. You see, the Lord knows all about you. And my Lord is concerned about your spiritual welfare because he has a compassionate faith. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He's concerned about your spiritual welfare. Then he completely understands and sees every adverse circumstance of the saints. To live for the Lord today is a difficult job. People don't like believers. They just don't have much to do with them. And when a believer dies, a believer will die unnoticed and unwanted by the vast majority of this world. Yet that believer is important in the eyes of the Lord God of heaven. And my Lord is not only concerned about spiritual welfare of the individual, but my Lord completely understands and sees every adverse circumstance of the saint. And in Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 14 through 16, we read these words, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted or tested like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Here's the compassionate face of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's concerned about spiritual welfare of sinners. Secondly, he completely understands and sees every adverse circumstance of the saint. And then thirdly, he comes to the defense of the saint of God. Oh, my radio friend, what in the world are you talking about? Listen with me, if you will, Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17, and listen to what it says. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord God of heaven. And my Lord comes to the defense of the saint of God. All my saints of God today, let me urge you, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And recognize this, though the world may hate you, God loves you. Though the world may abuse you, the Lord God of heaven will provide for you. And though the world may cause you to be under misunderstood and hated and everything else, my Lord is concerned about you. And I'll tell you, one of these days, he will present you faultless and spotless before his presence with exceeding joy, because my Lord has a compassionate face. He comes to the defense of the saint of God. Then, my Lord also has a righteous face. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? He cannot tolerate evil. Take your Bibles now, turn to Psalm chapter 34, and look with me at verses 15 and 16, where the Word of God says these things. Psalm chapter 34, verses 15 and 16. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Here you see the face of Christ. It is a righteous face. It cannot tolerate evil. Now people jump up and down today and they say, well, where is God while this evil is all going on? My friend, I want to tell you point blank, God's still in control of this earth. And our Lord is working all things after the counsel of his will. Now preacher, what are you talking about? Before God judges this world because of its iniquity, this iniquity has got to reach its zenith. An illustration we can give you is this, that before a rose fades, it must bloom. And before God cuts off a sinner, that sinner's cup of iniquity must be full. But when it is, my Lord cuts him off, and we find the face of Christ is a righteous face. It cannot tolerate evil, and rest assured of one thing. One of these days, my Lord is coming soon, and he's coming to judge and avenge sin. When he does, this is what's going to happen. Listen to it, if you will, verse 16. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who is able to stand? Now this is the face of Christ. We've only touched the surface, but I want to say this to you in these closing moments. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to tell you right now, you need to kiss the Son with the kiss of reconciliation, submission, and surrender. The only way for the face of Christ to shine upon you in benevolency and grace is for you to repent and come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. My Lord is coming back. He went away, but not to stay. He's coming back again. And when he comes, he's going to come to receive us unto himself. And I'll tell you right now, he's also going to come later on to judge and avenge this world. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The face of Christ to you right now is a benevolent face. It is a face of grace. And my Lord is concerned about your spiritual welfare. Oh, my sinner friend today, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you are, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. And he's ready, willing, and able to receive all that come unto him by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit of God open your heart, is my prayer. May something have been said to cause you to repent and sue for mercy on the basis that Christ died for sinners, and you're the sinner. And when he saves you, you let me know. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter Nortier saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you before it's too late.